100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Every Thursday, we throw on our seatbelt and jump into our bucket seat. We probably do the reverse of that when we catch up with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
Missing the old bench seat, now that you mentioned it.
They should bring that back for sure. I imagine that you don't get too many bench seats in the new Kia Sportage.
No, they are long gone, and the Sportage is a medium-sized SUV. Now, that part of the SUV market is huge. In fact, it's the second biggest category in Australian sales, only just behind the super-performing utility market, the four-wheel drive alone utility market. But the medium-sized SUV is big, but interestingly, the medium-sized sedans has been declining. It's dominated by the Toyota Camry and is now becoming just more focused on a few cars, you know, not very many. There used to be a big part of the market. But, you know, cars that were good cars, a Mondeo from the Ford is gone. But anyway, the SUVs are doing well, and Kia has just brought out their new Sportage.
Well, of course, the SUV is the new station wagon, in my opinion. And in the case of the new Kia Sportage, have they found a little bit more space inside, have they?
Oh, indeed. They've increased things, which translate into, interestingly, an 8% increase in the second row legroom and a 16.5% larger boot area. So it's got a very distinctive look, but it backs that up with a bigger size. And this is the category that has things like the RAV4 and the Nissan X-Trail.
Yep.
And you remember when those cars started, they were cutesy little things.
Yep.
The RAV4 was a three-door, well, had a three-door option. Whereas now they really have grown into what I think what you've said there is the family type of market, but not just there's a wide range of people from the young, well, even the young without kids who want some carrying space, to the young kids through to the perhaps older parents who now maybe pick up their grandchildren. So it's a very diverse market, but boy, it's a big market and one that companies aim for very strongly now.
Does it come with all the bells and whistles on the inside?
Look, there's some lovely little features. Yeah, it's a very, very good, and particularly top of the range has a huge, big 12.3-inch screens, which is almost like a cinema where the middle screen almost merges into the big screen, 12.3 inches in front of the driver as well. The other thing is, and I was speaking to their marketing guy about this, automatic parking is really top of the list in terms of a lot of buyers.
No wonder people are rubbish at parking these days.
Well, yeah, and parking in supermarkets and concerned about it, and in a car that, of course, is getting a bit bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. So how much will we outlay for our new Kia Sportage?
They go from about drive away, about $34,700 to $55,000. Now, that's within reasonable bounds, I think. Kias used to be very much sold on price. Now they sell on value for money, and I think the range of features that you can get in this Korean and other, the Hyundai Korean car is an example of them really starting to stretch the market. And it doesn't look like a normal boxy SUV. I mean, it's got that general shape, slightly sloping roof to the back, but just the way they use things, not the off-the-shelf creases and angles to cars, but some rather clever stuff, distinctive. You may or may not like it as much, but boy, I tell you what, it makes a statement.
Just before I let you go very quickly, you've taken one for a spin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we took all the three models that are available for a spin up around the roads in which they test them for setting up the Australian suspension. That's one thing that Kia and Hyundai do, that they modify the suspensions to suit our market. Yet that's not easy. Mm. I've done an interview with the guy who does it, lovely bloke. If he's setting the steering, the electric steering, there are near 20,000 different points of which he can make adjustments. So, it's not an easy thing. And it's not just to make it a perfect thing, it's to make it a good balance. So I could tour comfortably in this car, and I could potter around the urban areas as well.
Well, we would encourage you to come and drive up here to the Upper Hunter so we can catch up in person sometime. David Brown, however, we will speak next Thursday when we talk some more motoring. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.